I feel like a warrior.
Barrett Kohler Publishers presents.
I feel like a warrior.
Reclaiming your community.
I feel like a warrior.
You don't have to move out of your neighborhood to live in a better one.
I feel like a warrior.
Written and narrated by Majora Carter.
I feel like a warrior. A warrior.
Preface. Reclaiming our communities may sound like some utopian vision. Others may hear a threatening war cry. To me, it should be the standard operating procedure to promote peace and happiness in every community. I consider pray and hope action verbs. Reclaiming our communities is my prayer and hope that all people in neighborhoods like the one I grew up in see the divine in ourselves and the places we come from. That's not always an easy thing to do. White supremacy, the media, public and private policies, and even local traditions and attitudes often lead us to believe that neither we nor our communities are worthy of consideration or respect. Despite all that, this book is an attempt to share my story of why I believe that the reclamation of those types of American communities, the very ones that have been written off as intractable problems that can never be solved, will advance human potential, save money, and soothe our own souls as well. A major character in this audiobook is my hometown, the South Bronx itself, and it bears the scars and spirits of ancestors and offenses gone but not forgotten. I would like to pay my respects and acknowledge that the land where I grew up and still live, now called Hunts Point in the South Bronx in New York City, was occupied by the Seminole people until Europeans invaded. I would also like to acknowledge the descendants of Africans who were enslaved to toil for the white families on the pastoral estates that once dotted this landscape hundreds of years ago. They were blotted out of history until a group of schoolchildren from my alma mater, PS 48, discovered their remains. In its most recent history, where my life comes in, the South Bronx is a so-called inner-city neighborhood, a national symbol of urban blight. I've spent the best parts of my adult life trying to rebuild the infrastructure in communities that sets up the conditions for love, peace, and belonging to flourish for others as well as myself. That is the ultimate goal of using the gifts that God gave me to help heal this crazy world in which we live. My hope is that others will be ignited by a new way to think about and do community development. All have something to gain and contribute by considering this approach. Whether they're community leaders, business leaders, government leaders, activists, educators, spiritual leaders, life coaches, counselors, startup and social entrepreneurs, real estate developers, economic development professionals, or any others who are yearning to structure a more equitable type of personal or professional relationship in community development. James, my beautiful husband, groovy dance skater, business partner, fellow conspirator in all the plans we make, the solid as well as the harebrained, and the best friend a girl could have, especially since he can cook so well, often tells me that I must be a little bit tortured because relaxing does not seem to be in my repertoire of activities I can do well, or at the very least, like to do. I don't disagree. My prayer and hope is that no one feels that they have to move out of their neighborhood to live in a better one. I do believe that encouraging that sentiment as a policy is a path forward for our society. I work joyfully toward that goal daily in one way or another. And yes, I do pray and hope that others will use their own position, apply their own swagger, and follow suit. And then my inability to relax will not have been in vain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?